right, Hero. Here's the map that our client drew up for us. Yes, it is actually called My Ex-Lover's Wizard Tower of Loving Reprimand. Lady Charisse and Lady Marlowe have been in one of those turbulent, on-again, off-again lovers' spats for... I couldn't tell you how long. Years. Currently, they're in a decidedly off phase of their relationship, which normally wouldn't involve us, except they keep stealing things from each other and leaving passive-aggressive little hate notes and divorce papers that I suspect neither of them actually wants to sign. Anyway, a week ago, Lady Marlowe snuck in during a party and pilfered a few love tokens, no doubt hoping that her ex would come crawling back to her tower to retrieve them. Lady Charisse, a woman of remarkable stubbornness and infinite finances, keeps throwing adventuring parties at the problem instead. Ridiculous, I know. If we didn't sorely need the money. Yeah, the map's about as up to date as our client knows how to make it. Unfortunately, as we found out the last time we tried to infiltrate the place, Lady Marlowe has added a few exciting new flourishes to her dungeon since Lady Charisse last had occasion to visit, so we can't depend on this map entirely. We need to be ready for anything. That's where you come in, my excessively stalwart, axe-wielding friend. As you can see, there are 7 rooms, each themed after a different sin. Greed nearly got us all killed last time, but I'll get to that in a minute. We each have a basic kit of rations, a water skin, some spell scrolls, and 3 healing potions. There are ascending stones too, but those are strictly in case of emergency. They only work once a day. I don't imagine this mission will take longer than a day. Maybe 2, tops. I don't fancy spending the night in that place if I can avoid it, but I will if we have to. There's one thing I got to ask before I continue, though. Do you have your little trouble with puzzles where you get all flustered and can't think straight? Hey, don't worry about it. That's okay. It's hard working under that kind of pressure. I get it. Don't give it another thought. I'll pick the locks and take care of the riddles. You just keep that axe sharp and kill anything that tries to eat us. Savvy? We'll enter here, then split into groups of 2 to go down our separate hallways. Nell and Rosie can handle the gluttony door. We'll get Wrath. When they've figured out how to solve their room, they'll give us a toot on their signal whistle 3 times. When we've figured out how to open our door, we do the same. Beyond these rooms, our paths will converge again and we'll progress together to the next area, Lust, where presumably we'll find Lady Charisse's purloined pile of keepsakes, return them to her, and live happily ever after. This is all so we can avoid entering this big circular room in the middle here, Greed. It was gorgeous in there. Marble floors, crimson rugs, crystal chandeliers, and piles upon piles of perfect, beautiful loot. Coins, gems, rare pearls, all of it polished to a shine and glittering as innocent as the day is long. I still have a bit of a weakness for the finer things. You know me. There's a reason I'm going into the Wrath room with you and not the Gluttony room. Oh, I'll admit it freely. I'm not proud. Lady Marlowe wouldn't even have to put a compulsion enchantment on the banquet plates. I'd likely wander in and make an absolute pig out of myself all on my own, and we'd be in trouble all over again. But yeah, you can guess what happened. There was this massive jewel near my foot, ocean blue, big as a baby's head, and I couldn't resist nudging it just with the toe of my boot. I didn't mean anything by it. I just wanted to see the light shine through it a little, maybe see if it was as smooth and heavy as it looked. Yes, it turns out my little lapse in judgment woke up a treasure guardian. You ever run into one of those on your quests? Oh, gods, they're awful. Imagine, for a moment, that an enormous, pissed-off wave of coins and precious stones decides that all it wants to do is crush you underneath its wealth. You wouldn't think it to look at them, but they move bloody fast for how huge they are. Oh, no, stabbing won't hurt them. Water won't hurt them. Poison won't hurt them. They're not exactly fond of fire, but you need a lot of it to do any real damage. The fireballs poor Rosie flung at it only made it angrier. We barely got out with our lives. And that was only because Nell got the idea to tear open her kit and toss out this blessed goblet that's supposed to nullify poison. Oh, it was a thing of beauty. That entire thing was carved out of a single giant clam pearl with tiny moonstones from Everesca along the rim. It was enough to distract the Guardian, though. I guess the one thing that holds its attention more than intruders is a pretty bit of loot. It went after the goblet, and we ran like hell. Aye, it was my own worst nightmare come true. Although I'll admit it, if I had to die by being crushed by a glittering wave of gold, that wouldn't be the worst way to go. What? It'd save folks the trouble of building a cairn, at least. Anyway, after surviving that little incident by the skin of our teeth, Nell thought we probably ought to hire a warden. What a lovely bit of luck that we should find you. Bloody hell. Been forever. I wouldn't think you were looking for tiny jobs like this anymore. You're Nell's famous dragon-slaying cousin, after all. And I have been following the bard songs. I was chuffed as hell when you brought down that barrow gas that was wreaking havoc in Meadowvale. Oh, don't be so modest. Those things are unspeakably horrifying, and you took off its fucking head. Give yourself some credit, hero. Reminds me of that time you and me got work escorting merchants on their way to Menzo Baranzan, and how you decimated that Minotaur like it was nothing. Yeah. Oh, that was a fun gig. Good times. Say, you didn't join up with us just because you missed little old me, did you? Never mind, dear heart. You don't have to say a thing. Maybe after this nonsense is over, we can find a tavern somewhere and catch up a bit, yeah? Oh, Timora's tits, I'm already exhausted and we haven't even started yet. I'm off to bed. We start out at dawn, so you better get some rest while you can. But hey. Welcome back. This is strange. The room's empty. I'd at least expect a bench or a potted plant or something. Ugh. And the Wrath Chamber certainly has a scary-looking door. Why do I feel like it's glaring at us? Oh, and it's a magic door. Marvelous. How much do you want to bet our cleric and our druid in the other room got saddled with a run-of-the-mill, normal door with a lock I could tease open in about 30 seconds, huh? I know I keep saying it, but I hate it in here. It's posher than the inside of Timora's coin purse, but I can't enjoy it because I keep expecting something to leap out and eviscerate me. I can't even loot anything because the fucking treasure wants a piece of me. All I'm saying is, why? Why make your wizard tower glamorous and terrifying? Why design the gorgeous red mahogany door so it looks like it wants to eat us? There's no reason to do that. I'm starting to regret splitting up. Not that I'm keen on introducing you to the treasure guardian. Let's just stop here for a moment. I want to make sure there aren't any traps in the room before we enter it. Reveal thyself. Using that spell always makes my eyes feel haunted. What? What the hell are you giggling for? I can't think of a better way to describe it. What, you telling me you don't get haunted eyeballs from using a scroll? At least one of us is amused. There aren't any glyphs or wards. None that I can see, anyway. I guess I'd better start looking for non-magical traps, then. No tripwires across the entrance. None across the floor. No strange tiles or pressure plates, either. No weird textures or colours on the wallpaper. Maybe I'll just take a tiny step inside. I don't like this. It can't just be empty like this with a malevolent door staring daggers at us. There must be something I'm missing. No, I don't need suggestions, thank you. I need quiet. I said I'd handle the puzzle, all right? Stick with what you're good at. Something scary comes barreling down the hallway or comes out of that hell door, then I'll ask for your help. Okay? I'm not tense, God damn it. I know what I'm doing. Sorry, hero. That was dickish of me. I didn't mean to snap. Yeah. I'm fine. Believe it or not, I'm less on edge than I would be if you weren't here, my dearest meat shield. What? You love being called a meat shield. It's your whole thing. I've called you that for years. Well, you could have said if you found it hurtful. What next? Are you going to tell me not to tease you about the size of your axe? That axe is ridiculous, and you know it. It doesn't need to be that big. Well, fuck you too. Oh shit. Get me out of this cage. Fuck. I can't touch the bars. They're electrified or some shit. Please, get me out of here. Wait. Freeze. Stop. Don't move another step. It's okay. No, it's okay. Don't be sorry. Yeah, I'm fine. You're okay. We'll get through this. I think I know how this fucking thing is supposed to work. There's a switch below me. I think it maybe opens up the cage. From up here, I can see where in the hedge maze you're supposed to go. I can tell you which way to go. You can do this. Yeah, I trust you. Just please don't step on any more wrong tiles. I'm begging you. You ready? Okay. Let's do this. Head straight and then turn right. Good. Right again. And again. And then just go straight for a bit. Okay, left. Left. Right. Left. Yeah! Oh, fuck. No, the other left. I'm all right. It's fine. Just keep going. The sooner you get here, the sooner I can get out of this fucking cage. Head to your right next. Good. Right again. No, wait. Not so fast. Not that way. Fucking. Just Back up, okay? You're turned around. Turn facing me and then go left. Your left. There. Good. You're doing well. You're close. Just keep going. There. There you are. Oh. Oh, thank all the gods. No, I'm fine. No damage. Fuck me running that, huh? Oh, like a toothache all over my body. No, you did fine. Don't dare say you're sorry. Let's get the hells out of here. I gotta sit down. You too, surely. Come here. You okay, hero? Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry, I don't think you're stupid, and of course I don't fucking think you're just a meat shield. I know, but this doesn't erase the fact that it made you feel like shit, but I really was joking. Not in the way you're thinking. Not in the look at the idiot swinging their axe kind of way. You're incredible at what you do. I'm just some scrawny bastard who picks locks for a living. All those times I said you were my meat shield, I meant it ironically. I mean, you're this brave, incredible person who's saved hundreds of lives. I thought it would be obvious I was joking. The joke wasn't you, it was that you were working so below your pay grade, protecting a piece of shit like me. I know, but I'm your idiot, yeah? Anyway, don't think that I'm excusing myself for what I said back there, but I think maybe that room had us snapping at each other as much as anything. Yeah. This place is so fucked up. I can't wait to leave. Speaking of which, you solved the Roth puzzle. You better warn Nell and Rosie. Fuck it, I'm getting out the sending stone. Rosie? Nell? You two okay in there? Right. I forgot. I'll be in the sloth room by now. I fucking hate this place. Yeah. Let's find what we came here for and go get our girls. Nah, they'll be fine. Take more than a sleeping spell to take down those two. I'm gonna tease the hells out of them the moment they wake up, though. Bloody hell. Lady Marlowe's fond of velvet puce, isn't she? Fucking everywhere. Oh. Wow. Those statues are inspiring. This bit looks like a library. Bet there's all kinds of lovely things to read. Say, do you feel warm? I do. And kind of fuzzy-headed. And God, you're gorgeous. I've been walking through splendor all day long. Beautiful rooms, rare art, lovely music floating through the air. And then I look at you and I couldn't care less about any of it. Even the loot. You're aware of that. Did I? Yeah. Let's get out of the lust room as soon as we can. I wouldn't say no to having this conversation normally, but I'd rather not have it while in this place. Yeah. I think I'll start looking in the desk. Yeah, you go rummage over there. Rummage. Right. Focusing now. Oh, and careful touching the books. Wizard libraries are tricky. Even the ones full of erotica. Nothing in here. Oh, I think I'll have that little pink bottle. Might be fun later. Any luck over there? Find some interesting reading, did you? Good Lord. That's filthy. Take it with you. Where to look next? Oh, hello, lockbox. Why not show me your secrets? Hey, do you remember back in Waterdeep, that time you got yourself all fucked up fighting a wyvern and we had to rent you a room at that inn while you recovered? The Cliff Watch, I think it was called. Healer said you'd pull through, but it'd be slow going. Wasn't so much the bites we needed to worry about, but the poison from that thing's fucking stinger. You slept for a whole week. It's maybe the longest week of my life, waiting for you to wake up. And we both remember what happened when you finally did, Nah. I've recovered from my fair share of poison bites since then. Nothing as bad as a wyvern, but enough that I can imagine how it must have been for you. Poison makes you sleep hard. When you finally drag yourself awake, all you know is that you're exhausted and in pain and your head is full of wispy fragments of fucked up potion dreams. Then things start occurring to you. You're not in battle. You're bedded down somewhere, quiet and comfortable. And there's someone bent over you who smells safe and familiar. I tell you true, though, I have no idea where you found the strength to kiss me like that. I didn't want to let you go. I almost didn't. But you needed the healer more than you needed me. And that was all just a laugh, wasn't it? Yeah. You said that if I returned all the jewellery I stole at the award banquet Lord Belroon threw us, with written apology notes, you might kiss me intentionally sometime. I did, you know, return the stuff. Every last ring and bangle. Oh, finally. It's Lady Charisse's love letters. Oh, I'm an idiot. I go and warn you about the books, and then I touch the damn letters with bare fingers. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't touch the letters. I'm just feeling, amorous. Extremely so. We'll just put them in my bag, and I'm going to think deeply, profoundly unsexy thoughts until we get back to camp, and everything will be all right. Or we could do that. Yes. Please. I need you so much. But I always did. I don't know why I never said anything. It just never seemed the right time. And before I knew it, work sent us our separate ways again. But I... Yes, I want this. No, I swear this isn't the spell talking. I always adored you. I always wanted you. You too. and say it again. Please, just one more time.